on 666 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app. This is Drive on ABC Radio Canberra.
Imagine living in a world without cheese. Camembert, to be precise, mon Dieu. Well, it appears that only 1% of the millions of Camembert cheese produced each year is the real thing. The rest are mass-produced fake versions. And there's a steady decline of French farmers who are making the real thing. Valerie Hembest is the founder of the Smelly Cheese Shop in Adelaide, and she grew up in Normandy, the home of Camembert cheese. And she's with me now. Valerie, hi there.
Hello, bonjour.
Bonjour. Well, what makes Camembert truly authentic?
Well, it has obviously to be made in Normandy, but not only made in Normandy, it has to have ingredients such as milk that comes from the Normandy cows, those beautiful brown and white cows. And those cows need to have been fed the beautiful green lush pastures from Normandy. And that's the real issue, is that it's probably been very bastardized, and Camembert now, you can't be sure that it's really not only been made in Normandy, but with the milk from Normandy. So that's the whole war.
That's incredible, because around the world, you know that cheese has to be made in Camembert to be called Camembert cheese, and same with things like champagne. So what are the rules around that? Are there laws that,
yes,
that stop?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to straighten them, because if you have a cheese making facilities in Normandy, you can still say Camembert fabriqué en Normandy, which is made in Normandy, not Camembert de Normandy, from Normandy. So it's there's a little nuance, but with that nuance, you can therefore still make the Camembert in Normandy, but import your milk from Spain or from Brittany or wherever. So you're never quite sure that you've got the real deal. So I think it's quite fair to try and make sure that when you eat a real raw milk Camembert, which unfortunately we can't here in Australia, as you probably know, but at least when you're there, you want it to be the real deal.
And can you explain why?
Why we can't have the raw milk?
Yes.
Oh, well, I wish I could. How long have you got?
Oh, the fact that we can't. No. but can we can import Camembert as a whole, though, can't we? The real thing.
But no, we can't. No, we can only
because
have
of the raw milk.
The pasteurized version, which is not bad these days, because the cheesemakers are pretty clever and they can replace the lack of flavor due to the pasteurization of the milk by some bacteria that they add into the pasteurized milk. So if you're lucky, you can find some really pretty good version of pasteurized Camembert, but it's not the real deal. No, sorry to break that news.
So we would have to literally go to Camembert in France,
yes,
to try the real thing.
Absolutely. Or another thing, and I think new world countries such as ours and America, we should push our government to open up to the raw milk deal. I think it's unfair to the Australian consumers, as well as the Australian cheesemakers for that matter, not to be able to use or consume raw milk and products.
Interesting.
But it's a different debate, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to have a whole conversation about that another time with someone else, I think. Can you taste the difference, Valerie, between a real Camembert to a fake, you yourself?
I do. And you know, although less and less, I have to say, I've been tricked recently, so I have to sort of maybe put a slight bemol on my statement. But the big difference is the texture and the length that the cheese is really having on you. You're going to taste that cheese for a lot longer than the pasteurized version. You know, the wholeness of the real raw milk really gives a fabulous texture and last. And it's just really more explosive in your mouth, I suppose.
So I imagine that the average person would not be able to pick the difference.
I suppose it's quite easy to be tricked, yeah. But I think we absolutely need to fight for the raw milk version. It would be tragic to lose that very old tradition. It's the symbol of France, and I think it would be very sad to lose that.
And from what you've heard, is there a decline of farmers actually making Camembert cheese?
the raw milk Camembert, for sure. I think there are only 5 producers left in that area, so it's not a lot.
5 in the entire region. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it's declining, and it's partly due to a lot of the small producers being bought by the giants, and the giants don't want to get. But, you know, be bothered doing the raw milk things, which is more cumbersome, more difficult and more expensive to make.
Someone's written in saying raw milk's available here, cold pressed and purified. Is that the same thing?
The cold press, no, it's not the same thing. But I have to say, I'm still yet to understand what it does to milk. I don't believe that the real deal still. I mean, there's nothing can replace milk straight out of the cow's boobs. How do you call that? Teats or whatever.
Yes, teats.
Yeah. So, no. And I don't know about you, but I was brought up on raw milk. I've got 4 children. I never stopped eating raw milk, and I think they're fine. Sometimes I add, it might explain a few things, but they're pretty good.
Wonderful. Well, Valerie, thanks for shedding a little bit of light on how and where Camembert is made. And let's hope that we don't see the end of it. I'd love to go over and try it sometime.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we should all, I think it's a matter of educating people and making sure that there's a greater awareness. So let's keep that alive. Long live the Camembert.
Oui. Thank you. Thank you so much, Valerie. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
On 666 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app, this is Drive on ABC Radio Canberra.